The latest jobs report gave President Obama something to cheer about. Speaking to workers in Pennsylvania, the president called it the best job report he's seen since 2007.
This is good news, just in time for the season of hope. But I do want to keep this in perspective. We've still got a long way to go. I consider one job lost, one job too many.
The report comes a day after the president hosted a job forum at the White House and nearly 10 months after Congress passed the $787 billion stimulus package.
Today's report is another hopeful sign that these steps that we took, difficult steps, have helped turn the tide. But we've got a lot more work to do before we can celebrate.
Indeed, despite the declining pace of job losses, more than 15 million Americans are still out of work. Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner Keith Hall says counting those who have given up looking for jobs, the underemployment rate now stands at 17.2%.
The number of discouraged workers in November was 861,000, up from 608,000 a year earlier. These individuals are not currently looking for work because they believe no jobs are available to them.
Still, on Wall Street, the improving jobs picture helped push stock prices higher. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar said Congress must do the same to help small businesses.
While parts of our economy are clearly stabilizing, with the Dow Jones over 10,000 again, it is clear that other parts of the economy are still struggling.
Republican leaders were more blunt. House Minority Leader John Boehner blamed the president's deficit spending for the slow recovery.
Now, the first thing that has to happen is that the job-killing agenda that the president supports, that's moving through the Congress, has to be stopped.
Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings said the latest job numbers speak for themselves.
I mean, people may want to downplay it. They may want to say that it's no big deal, but it is a big deal.
Yes, this.
Would you agree?
I would agree. This is the smallest job monthly job loss we've had since the recession started.
The report shows employment fell in the construction and manufacturing sectors, but at a slower pace. The biggest improvements were in healthcare and temporary jobs. Millar Sega, VOA News.